Do you ever wonder how to help a person who isn't willing to be honest with themselves? Well, that's the topic of today's discussion.
Hi, I'm Matt, the Development Coordinator for the Truth and Hope Foundation in Sofia, Bulgaria.
And I'm Cherie Frizonki, the author of the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship Curriculum.
This episode of Go in Peace is brought to you by listeners, supporters, and friends of our ministry.
If you want to follow along in the discussion, purchase the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship Curriculum from the links provided. It's going to make what we talk about a bit more understandable. But if you don't have it, no worries, you're still benefit by listening.
Episode 2.2. Today in our podcast, we'll be discussing Session 2, page 11, heading, Do Not Be Deceived.
So we read in our text from the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship Curriculum about how our sin affects us. It affects us physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And even though we try to hide this truth from ourselves, there will be consequences. So Matt, what do you think about what we read today?
Well, I like seeing how, you know, sin has... You know, or these pages kind of shine light on how sin has an immediate characteristic that develops after it. You know, like sometimes people can think, you know, including myself or anybody, I think, that if something happens, you know, if sin happens, it's just, it's done, it's in the past, it's over. And it's kind of just a lie that we almost tell ourselves to just think like, hey, it's gone, I don't need to deal with it. But it kind of, to see here, if you're not dealing with it, you know, by addressing your sin to Christ, you have these byproducts
right.
of the sin. And so sometimes we don't see it unless it's shown to us. So
exactly.
I think that this part's interesting because I'm sure if anybody was struggling with any of these things or sees these examples of people after their sin, what was taking place in their hearts and their minds, they would go, ah, that's where maybe this is where some of the stuff's coming from in my life.
Exactly. And in the curriculum, the way that it's laid out, you know, concept upon concept builds upon each other. But the reason I put it in this order, this session and the next session are pretty heavy. Mm-hmm. And at first you're like, oh my goodness, if somebody's already struggling with depression or something mm-hmm. like that or anxiety, you know, could I just be making it worse? Mm-hmm. However, knowledge is the beginning of freedom. And they need to recognize mm-hmm. why they're struggling with what they're struggling before we can then give them answers in how to overcome it. Mm-hmm. If somebody thinks, oh, it's not my sin that's affecting me, you know, it's mm-hmm. something else, then we can't really help them in a practical way. Mm-hmm. In fact, in the teen book, Go in Peace for Teens, it basically is the same message. It's just told as this curriculum is. It's just told in a different way, and it doesn't go as deep into everything. Mm-hmm. But I had to add a whole nother chapter in there about what is sin. Because the teens, when I wrote that book, the teens at that time, which I guess I wrote it maybe 8 years ago, I'd have to look it up. They just didn't think they were sinners because what we're teaching our teens today, you know, and just that they're all great and, you know, keep doing what you're doing and you're just wonderful and, you know, they don't even look at themselves as sinners. So I had to explain what sin is according to the Bible and that we all are sinners. And yes, you are a sinner and that's what is affecting you. And it's just an interesting culture that we're in today.
Yeah, yeah. It's if you're watching, you know, TV or, you know, kind of like, I don't know, if your culture, family culture, personal, you know, culture or beliefs are even somewhat close to where the world is right now, anybody can kind of be looked at as a saint, you know?
Yeah.
So when you yourself are kind of looking at yourself going, well, you know, I'm not even close to that, so I'm fine. You know, it's really easy to kind of overlook that, and it kind of requires a mirror, you know, like this
right.
to kind of examine ourselves and go, you know what, like in the eyes of God, like I'm not,
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, it's human nature. We always look at something, somebody else's sin that's worse than us to justify that we're not that bad. There's an amazing story. One time, one of my staff members in the early years, she was like trying to say, how do you just take life situations and apply God's word to it in your teaching? I just love that. How do you do it? I go, well, as you just live your life every day, you just look for these kind of things. And so one day her and I were on the tram, right, in Sofia, and it kept getting crowdeder and crowdeder, but we were sitting down in a seat, and normally I don't speak English on the tram because I just don't want to get my be pickpocketed and that kind of stuff. But this day we were talking about something, and Keith was in the back of the tram standing up, but her and I were sitting there and we're just talking, and I look up at one point and I'm like, ah, the vultures have surrounded me, you know, and I'm like, here they are, and I don't want to be stereotyped, but the gypsies a lot of times are the pickpocketers, and that's what we were surrounded by, right? And I'm just like, oh my goodness. And I'm like, and Sneji and I are looking, and I'm like, okay, we just gotta be careful when we get off, because once we stand up, that's when they try to get in your pockets or your purse or whatever. And so there was a group of them. And so one of the vultures went down by Keith. And so I'm really like watching her hands because I want to make sure she's not trying to put her hands in Keith's pocket, you know. And Keith's aware of all this too. But still, I'm just keeping my eyes on her hands. And she can't get into any of Keith's pockets. But pretty soon, I see this girl's hand start to go in this old lady's bag, right, to steal from her. And I'm like, Snazzy, look, she's going to steal from her. Oh, no, I actually said it in Bulgarian. I'm like, watch out. I forget exactly what I said. And I was really proud of myself because I actually was able to say it correctly in Bulgarian. and then Snezhi says, we all know there's a thief on board, you know, and she's saying it really loud. So everybody's aware.
In Bulgarian.
Yeah. Cause I said, watch out. She's getting in your bag or something like that. And so the one woman that, there's two women right in waiting for Snezhi and I to stand up. And the one girl's back by Keith getting in this old lady's bag. And so the one woman who was probably the head of this whole group, she says to me, did you really see her hand go in the bag? And I'm like, I saw. And I had just learned to speak past tense in Bulgarian, you know. And I'm like, I can say past tense. I saw her. Did you really see it? And I'm like, I saw it. And she's like, are you sure? And I'm like, yes. So then our stop came and we got up to get off and we're walking past the woman and she says, well, at least we're not murderers. Yeah. Wow. And I said, there's that justification. My sin isn't as bad as a murderer's sin. And I told Snezhi, I go, there's your story. You have a life story right now that you can teach the truth of God's word from, you know? And so it's interesting how we just automatically do that. We're not as bad as another person, you know? Maybe that gypsy was feeling a little bit guilty for because she got caught and what she was trying to do. But and so now she's trying to justify her sin. But there's still consequences of sin, even if we justify our sin. There's still consequences and we don't realize it. And that's why I love this verse about King David. You know, we can see just in this passage from Psalm 38 that he was physically afflicted from his sin. He was emotionally afflicted from his sin. He was mentally afflicted and he was spiritually afflicted. And that's the same with us. We are going to be afflicted by our sin if we don't get it right with God right away.
Thank you for joining us today in our discussion of how sin can affect us in so many ways, ways we may not even recognize. If you know someone who's really struggling with being honest with themselves, maybe they continue to justify their actions and you want to help them, take a moment to check out the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship curriculum and see if it might be a good tool to use to help them see the truth for what it really is, so that they can be set free. God bless.
This has been a Go in Peace Leaders discussion topic with Sri Verzonki and myself, Matt Laster, based on the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship curriculum. If you would like to join a group of Go in Peace leaders for encouragement, support, and prayer from like-minded disciplers, click on the Facebook group link provided. May God richly bless you as you serve Him.